You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM.
Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM, proudly presents A Community Affair, a weekly program where we discuss with national and local newsmakers important issues that impact our community. And now, here's your host, WGLS-FM Public Affairs Director, Ryan Bissell.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of A Community Affair. I'm your Public Affairs Director, Ryan Bissell. Today, I'm joined by Allie Pierce from the Healthy Campus Initiatives team in the Wellness Center at Rowan University. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Thank you for coming on the show. What is your position in the realm of student wellness in Rowan University? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, sure. So I run a department called Healthy Campus Initiatives, and that's our health education department. So it falls within the Wellness Center. The Wellness Center has HCI, which is my department, student health services, counseling and psychological services, emergency medical services, and the Schreiber Family Pet Therapy Program. So my department works on a lot of topics that are often really difficult to talk about. So we're the department that talks a lot about mental health, suicide prevention, sexual health education, sexual violence prevention, and substance use. And kind of in this COVID world, we've also served as a lot of the voice of the Wellness Center to kind of let students know what's going on. This is a weird time kind of for everybody. So we want to try to make it as less weird as possible.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the Rowan page. You can actually find it on the Rowan University website, the current number of cases in students and professors on and off campus. And as of September 5th, which is not the day this is being recorded, but as of September 5th, there was 52 cases from, I believe, early August to September 5th. And a majority of those have come, obviously, after students have returned to campus. That's when there'd be the largest student body. And then 65 off campus with one professor. So that's 118 total. Did you guys have some sort of model as to what to expect for the number of cases at Rowan University and in the community?
Yeah, so there's not a magic number that's a tipping point. You know, I think a lot of people are expecting like, oh, once we hit X number of cases, that's when something is going to happen. And that's not necessarily the case, you know. I think that we knew that there are going to be more cases as students come onto campus, as more things open up kind of in our state, in our country, cases go up. You know, and I think that we're doing a really good job of trying to mitigate some of that, trying to keep our most vulnerable populations as safe as possible. And I think it's been a really strong community effort, both from our university relations and communications team, talking about the safe practices, as well as from the Wellness Center and running kind of our COVID response team. You know, being able to make sure that students are tested when they need to be and making sure that we're doing things that make sense to keep us safe.
Definitely. I know my friends and I have been very careful about what we're doing and who we're talking to. We live in a house just off campus. And so whenever we have people over, we always check their temperature. If they're in our house, they always have to wear a mask. And we're always sitting at least 6 feet away from each other. Obviously, except my roommates.
Right.
So we've kind of gotten into the swing of how to still be social while still maintaining, you know, healthy practices during this time. Because if more stuff goes on, then the campus has to slowly close down to accommodate, you know, keeping everything under control, which I guess leads me to my next question. What role has the Healthy Campus Initiatives team played in kind of changing the way campuses run?
Yeah, so we're doing the best that we can to make sure that all of our programs are offered virtually. You know, so we do, you know, same as everybody else, right? We're trying to make sure that students are able to stay connected and be connected, exactly how you were just talking about connecting with your friends. We know that because it's such a weird and stressful time for people, we're social beings, right? Human beings are meant to be around other people. And it's hard when we know that the safest thing to do is to not be with other people that you don't live with. You know, so we're working hard to try to create online environments where students can still feel connected and still be able to have conversations, not only about what life looks like in this kind of weird coronavirus world, but our other stressors of life haven't gone away. You know, the stressor of just being a college student, the stressor of just being a person is hard, you know? So we want to make sure that these opportunities still exist for students, whether we're virtual or if we're able to do something safely in person. So we've been working really hard to make sure that all of those opportunities still exist, not only for our peer education program and our student interns, but for the community at large as well.
That's awesome. Could you give myself and I guess anyone else in the Rowan community a bit of a rundown as to like what websites to go to reach these resources and like what the general practice is now for actually showing up in person to the Wellness Center?
Yeah. So those are kind of two different questions, right? So kind of the being able to access some of Healthy Campus Initiative's resources and you know online services of the Wellness Center. So for HCI and Shriver Family Pet Therapy Program, all of our programs are in ProfLink. You know, so anybody who has a Rowan login, so faculty, staff, students, you know, anybody who can log into it can join into our events. You know, we want more people and faculty and staff to come and have conversations and connect with each other. So anybody is able to follow that on ProfLink and join our things. HCI runs two weekly events. One is called Chill and Chat. That's on every Friday at 11. All students are welcome to join that. We chill and we chat. Like that's the name of the group. That's the thing that we do. And we can talk about anything in the entire world. SAS is our Stress and Anxiety Student Support Group. Mondays at 2:00. Both of them are through Google Meet, but all of the links are through ProfLink for people to register. And SAS is a little bit more structured, you know, but just talking about stress and anxiety in life and college. And oh, by the way, there's a pandemic, you know. So we're actually kind of focusing our meeting on the 21st. So not this Monday, but next one, you know, specifically talking about the fact that this is weird, that, you know, pandemics are weird, COVID is weird, and we're trying to figure it all out. To access services of the Wellness Center. So all of our services never went away for students. You know, the building was open the whole time. The building continues to be open. So students can access counseling and psychological services, including crisis services, by calling our phone number 856-256-4333. And requesting to speak to a counselor. If it is after hours, you know, so after 6:00 Monday through Thursday, after 4:00 on Fridays or on a weekend, if they call that same phone number and press option 3, they're going to be connected to our on-call counseling service and they'll be able to talk to somebody and figure out what the plan has to be from right now till the next time the counseling center is open. Students are able to schedule student health appointments through the online wellness link. So studenthealth.rowan.edu, you'll log in with your Rowan credentials, and you're able to schedule an appointment for something that might not be related to COVID. You know, just because we have COVID doesn't mean that people no longer get strep throat. So they're able to kind of continue to have those conversations. With the Wellness Center being open, if you look at our doors, one big sign says, welcome, come in, wear a mask, you know, be 6 feet away from everybody. We've got a big old thing of hand sanitizer right when you walk in the door. It also has a sign that says like, hey, hang on a second. If you have had a fever, if you have a cough that's different, if you have loss of taste, something that is kind of indicating you might have COVID, give us a call first. You know, so that's kind of the main change of that is, you know, if you're coming in and you think you are concerned about having COVID or you think you might have COVID or you're symptomatic of COVID, we just want you to call, you know, and we'll figure it out from there.
It's really fantastic that all these resources have been available all this time. A lot of people don't really think about it, but the virus really has other things that it causes. People getting, you know, isolated from friends or extended family, that takes a toll on the mind, especially young minds like my own and my friends. You know, we're more social creatures at this age than most other ages. And I know a lot of my friends, like really in the thick of it in like the June, May area, we're really upset. You don't really think about how much energy, even as an introvert like myself, that you get from just seeing other people, people who aren't your family or the people that you live with. It really does make a difference. And so having those resources always available is really important. Someone to talk to, if you live by campus, a place to go to physically talk to someone with a mask on. With the hand sanitizer, I've seen a big jug of those in every academic building that I've passed by or gone into. Big sign, big jug of hand sanitizer right next to it. And you don't even have to touch it because it's got the hand sensor. So
exactly.
It's never a worry.
Exactly. I'm trying to, I think even before we shut down in March, I was trying to get myself into the habit of like hand sanitizing when I leave the building and hand sanitizing when I come into the building, you know, just to get used to doing that. Because it's good practice anyway, because there's other things out there other than COVID, and I don't want them either.
For sure. And, you know, if your body's dealing with something else, then it's not available to fight whatever else that your body's going to come in contact with. So staying healthy in general, not just for the virus, is really important. So when it comes to Rowan mental health, what kind of, without divulging any details, what has been like the most common thing that students have come to the mental health center for?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, Rowan nationally, you know, all kinds of stuff. Depression and anxiety has always been number one and number two mental health concerns in counseling centers, probably everywhere. You know, whenever we look at national data, it's that. When we look at some of our de-identified data, it's that across the board. And as we're going more into this, you know, that anxiety tends to get a little bit higher. You know, and sometimes we think that we're the only one. Sometimes it's like, gosh, it's September. We've been doing this since March. Why am I still feeling anxious about COVID? Because it's a pandemic and that makes you normal, you know? So we know that students still have access to services, and we kind of intellectually know that we're not the only person that might be feeling this way, but it's often really difficult to ask for help, which is why we have so many kind of different areas and avenues for students to get connected to services, whether they need crisis level services and talking to one of our crisis counselors, or a group like SAS or Chill and Chat, which are run by students. You know, they're run by my undergraduate and graduate interns, because sometimes you don't need an old person to talk to you. You know, sometimes you don't need a clinician. Sometimes you do, and they know when that needs someone else's attention. But, you know, to have a conversation about how do I hang out with my friends socially, or I didn't understand my professor's email and I don't know how to ask for help. You guys are perfectly equipped to have that conversation. And that helps build everybody's resilient skills as well. You know, so we have about 15 different counseling groups that I believe are starting next week. So some of them require a screening. So you would call and set up an appointment with the counseling center at our wellness center. Same phone number, 856-256-4333, and say like, hey, I'm kind of interested in a group, and they'll be able to place you accordingly. Some are more skill-based groups. There's one called Anxiety Toolbox, and that's a three-session skill-building group. You know, so the point of it is to learn how to build skills to deal with anxiety rather than be necessarily processing one's own anxiety, if that makes sense. There's a different group for that. It's just a different one. But kind of knowing that there's a whole heck of a lot of ways, and students and all of us are dealing with a lot of loss right now, you know, because we didn't expect it to go this way. If there's a silver lining with a lot of this, is that we've shown how resilient we are, and we've gotten creative, you know, about how to still kind of meet some of our goals of meeting students where they are, being able to address mental health concerns, even if somebody's in a physically different location, and still create those social connections that we really desperately need.
The shift in technology in the last 20 years has really helped facilitate that more creative ways of communicating with each other too. I mean, there's Discord, Skype, FaceTime, Google Meets, how we're talking right now, all sorts of different things. And it's funny you mention like how we've come up with different kind of ways to do things. I've been conducting these interviews and producing the show actually from the desk right in my house, not even in Glassboro. And with my microphone, it sounds, I guess, similar to how it would sound in like an actual studio, because I've got it like covered in a bunch of stuff here. But we've realized that we can do things from home that we didn't think we could do.
Yeah. And all of those things are super admirable, right? You know, you're able to do this from not Glassboro. You know, we're able to be able to connect with people in different places. It gives us some flexibility on time as well. All of my interns, their responsibility is to create one major event per semester. And we're going to end up doing them virtually this semester. I don't see a scenario where it's going to be a good idea to put a whole bunch of people in a building, right? You know, so we're going to have to get creative on all of it. And it gives us flexibility with time. So if that means, okay, you know, do we do this event at 7 or 8 o'clock at night instead of at noon? Sure. You know, because everybody might have a little bit more flexibility to be out for an hour or be occupied for an hour in the evening, you know, so it gives us a lot more flexibility to do different kinds of things. And we learned that we can, You know, we learned that we're able to do that, gives, you know, employees some flexibility on where they feel most productive. And it gives people, you know, opportunities to still spend time with family and do what they need to do and still get their work done with, in some cases, almost more productively. You know, so with all of the challenges that we've had for all of this, it's really given us some opportunities as well to just figure it out.
Yeah, and the shift to a lot of online courses has helped students who have disabilities who might need more assistance. They don't need to try and make that trek across campus anymore. And also with the rise of online classes, students who wouldn't have previously been able to go to Rowan or really any other university are now having that opportunity. So when it comes to actually supplying students with the things that they need, where does the Rowan Wellness Center really get all those resources and like the information that they need to keep helping students? Is there like a larger organization that works with multiple universities, or is it mostly studies done by Rowan students, staff, professors?
So a lot of our, it's actually on the Return to Rowan website as well, kind of why we're doing the things that we're doing, you know? So a lot of it looks at CDC guidance, Center for Disease Control guidance on kind of best practices. Because while it might be my first pandemic, it's certainly not there. So they're able to say, cool, these are things that make sense for us. Back in May or June, a lot of universities were saying, okay, we're going to bring students on early and then we're going to send them home at Thanksgiving. And Rowan didn't do that, you know, because we're looking at our population. We're like, you know, a lot of students here are local-ish, you know, New Jersey-ish. It doesn't make a lot of sense for our population to do that, you know. And now kind of, you know, if we knew then what we know now, that might not be a model that other universities are doing, to bring people on earlier and have them leave earlier, looking at what cases are and how they've spiked, you know. But we didn't know that in May and in June. You know, so we're following a lot of CDC guidance. We're following a lot of guidance with the counties. So our director of the Wellness Center is Scott Woodside, who used to also be the director of Gloucester County Department of Public Health. He knows everybody that's working in the health department very closely because he's worked with them for years, you know? And so a lot of it is kind of what makes sense from CDC guidance, what makes sense for our population, what makes sense that gives us the best results and the most information that we can possibly have with our goal of keeping our most vulnerable populations as safe as we possibly can.
I've talked to my friends who go to other universities, and they've been surprised by how open Rowan is in terms of being able to have some classes in person, very few, not too many. I think I have two classes out of my five that have the ability to meet in person. The desks are all super far away from each other, which is a welcome sight. Each room that I've seen has paper towels and a bottle of spray that you can use to wipe down wherever you are. The buildings are still kind of ghost towns, but if it's like a lab, you know, you need to be able to wipe that down quickly so that someone else can come in and use it.
We'll be right back with a community affair right here on Rowan Radio.
We're back, and you're listening to a community affair. I'm your public affairs director, Ryan Bissell, and today I'm speaking with the assistant director of Rowan's Healthy Campus Initiatives, Allie Pierce. So I have a personal question for you, if you don't mind my asking. How has the virus really affected you personally?
I think kind of personally, it's made me wonder about interactions and like the smart thing to do. Probably the same time that this airs, I'm going to be on my way to try to visit my grandmother. My grandmother is 94 years old. She lives in Lancaster. So the question is basically, how close do I get to my grandmother? She's 94. Like I said, there's not a lot of time we're looking at, you know? So I want to be able to see her and spend time with her, because she's not going to live another, she's not going to live to 104, right? You know, or very likely will not. So kind of my family interactions of navigating that has definitely changed, you know? Whereas normally it would be like, great, go get in the car, or go to grandma's. Now it involves a lot more thought. I'm like, okay, so who's going to go and how are we going to stay? We're going to go to a park. So I'm like, all right, so how far away is that? Is it going to rain? You know, so it's a lot more mental energy to prepare for something that should just be get in the car, we're going to grandma's. You know, I think kind of looking too at, different personal interactions of like, how close do I feel going to this person? Do I want this person to be in my house? Do I want to go to that person's house? You know, looking at all of those things. And some of it's been really frustrating. one of my favorite things, and the reason why I've worked at Rowan for 14 years, is because the students are really freaking cool. Like, you guys are just a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You know, and I look forward to the first day of classes every year with the same excitement. If you look at all of our Instagram and social media stuff, we literally take first day of school pictures, and like, we have the little chalkboard and everything going for it, you know? So I'm disappointed that our department looks different this year. All of our departments do. You know, I have some interns that are in person because we're fortunate to have a space in the wellness center where they can be super duper socially distant from each other and everybody wears masks. But what usually happens is I have two pink beanbag chairs in my office. And when we moved into the wellness center in 2013, the first thing I said was, I want bright pink beanbag chairs. And everyone's like, they're going to burst. They're going to make a mess. They haven't yet. You know, and I am sad about the fact that there aren't students that I have to literally step over to get into my own office. I miss the controlled chaos. You know, one of the last things that we did as a group, like, honestly, I bought them pizza. Like, when we kind of knew we probably weren't going to come back, when we knew that, like, you're watching the Ivy League school shut down, right? You know, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Stanford, you know, started kind of shutting down the beginning of March. It's like, oh, that's not good, guys. That doesn't bode well. In the same 36 minutes, Tom Hanks was diagnosed with COVID, professional sports ended, and we closed borders. That happened in 36 minutes. The next day, I was like, wrap it up. We're not coming back. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So I miss the fact that I can't just say, okay, we're going to get pizza and we're going to all cram around the little table that's in my office. I can fit one person socially distant in my office, and usually, you know, in a non-COVID year, there's probably about four or five people in my office on a regular day, you know? So my job responsibilities have changed a little bit. And just kind of the fun, weird, controlled chaos has changed. It's still chaotic. It's still fun. We still figure it out, but it's different. And it's taking a bit to find my footing into that.
It definitely feels good to know that we have people who are really passionate about their jobs working here at Rowan University. Some professors don't necessarily seem the most thrilled to be here, but I'm glad our wellness staff, at least you, really enjoy coming back each year to help us out, because, well, we're a bunch of stupid teenagers and young adults who don't know how to take care of ourselves quite yet. You know, just because we're 18 and under the eyes of the law, we're adults, doesn't mean we're functioning like adults quite yet.
Well, we've had a whole bunch of people, like, you know, I still kind of want to be an astronaut when I grow up. I'm 36. I'm probably not going to be an astronaut, you know, but we all kind of learn our adulting as we go forward. And if you guys were just kind of stupid teenagers, as you were just kind of describing, we wouldn't be here, because you're not stupid teenagers. That's why you're in college. You know, you have learned and accomplished enough to be in college. And we all do things that when you look back in that, when you're 36, you're going to be like, oh, that wasn't that great of an idea, you know? And generally we move on from it. But y'all got to give yourselves some credit. You're trying to be in college in a pandemic. Snaps for you.
Thank you. I remember that final week before the university closed down. Really, it was just ticking down the days until, you know, we learned if it was just going to be 2 weeks break, or if, oh, okay, it was actually overblown, like Ebola had been previously, where they were like, the whole world's going to get it. And then like just a handful of countries got it, and maybe a few cases here and there. I remember every day talking to my friends or going into class, and I take some journalism classes. So we would talk about it in class a lot, you know, breaking down articles, you know, what was real, what was fake, and stuff like that. And Rowan's campus really just kind of tanked on for that last week, even though other universities had closed down. We kind of just were like, okay, we'll make it to spring break, and then after that, whatever happens, happens, but we're here now.
We had a very fortunate calendar that spring break happened to be coming up when it did. And it was and it still made sense to be on campus through that. If it didn't, then you wouldn't have been, you know? But I mean, that's a whole study in journalism and in storytelling, you know, through all of this. You know, I'm glad that this is going to reside in some way, shape, or form, so that you can look back at it when you're telling, you know, people when you're 36, hey, here's how the pandemic was. Like, this is your thing, right? You know, so my thing was 9/11. You know, I could tell you all the things about it. I was a senior in high school. You know, people who are a little bit older than me will talk to you about the Challenger exploding. You know where you were, you know where you did, you know, and this one's yours. You could probably tell me the classes that you went to right before we shut down. You could probably tell me the friends that you talked to or the thing that you did. I can tell you the pizza toppings that we had. It was spinach ricotta and tomato. It was delicious, you know. But this is your generation defining moment. Here we are. Write it down.
I'll have to go back and check what classes I had, because I got to be honest, I don't remember them. But I can tell you for sure 2020 is going to be one heck of a chapter in the history books.
For sure.
So thank you for talking to me today. I just got one last question. And that's, could you just go over a little bit of the wellness information one more time, just as a kind of recap, so that the listeners kind of have a better idea of where they can go and what numbers to call, even though you've mentioned them multiple times, just in case.
Sure, just have it all in one spot. You know, so if you are a student at Rowan University and you want to access Wellness Center services, 856-256-4333 is our main number. So our building is open 8 to 6 Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4 on Fridays. Outside of those hours, if you're in crisis and want to speak with a mental health clinician, you can press option 3 and you'll be able to be connected to a crisis counselor from our 24-hour service. You know, all of the information about COVID and best practices is all on the Return to Rowan website. It talks about current counts on campus, off campus, in our community, how to get tested, how students can be tested, where employees can go to be tested, has all of that information there. On ProfLink under Wellness Center, if you're like, gosh, I really want to be more involved and meet new people, even if it's virtually, ProfLink under Wellness Center has all of our HCI events, as well as the pet therapy program. And we post a whole heck of a lot to our social media because we're not dumb. We know where y'all are. You know, so at Rowan HCI is where people can be involved in things on campus and get to know what's going on for your mental health or if there's any kind of questions that people have. Our email for HCI is hci@rowan.edu. And that goes to myself and to one of my colleagues. So if there's questions that people have that they don't know where to find the answer to, shoot it right there and we'll figure it out.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Allie Pierce.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again, Allie Pierce, for speaking with me today, and thank you for listening. I'm your Public Affairs Director, Ryan Bissell, and this has been another edition of A Community Affair, only on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.
You've been listening to A Community Affair with your host, WGLS-FM Public Affairs Director, Ryan Bissell. Be sure to join us every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as we discuss the important issues that impact our community. Only here on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.